The U.S. economy continued to add jobs at a steady pace in July. For the sixth straight month, employers added more than 200,000 jobs to their payrolls. The government's monthly employment report did show the unemployment rate ticking up slightly to 6.2%, but as NPR's John Itzty reports, even that was a somewhat positive sign.
The number of jobs added in July, 209,000, was less than the nearly 300,000 added in June. But Doug Handler, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight, says it's a very good report.
Not quite as good as the blockbuster in June, but it's fully adequate and consistent with an economy that's growing at a moderate pace.
As for the 0.1% rise in the unemployment rate, Handler says the rate went up for a good reason.
More people were entering the labor force. The labor force participation rate actually ticked up a bit. The economy is strong enough to bring people back into the labor force looking for jobs, so that's a good thing.
There have been several other positive economic reports this week, including a 4% annual growth rate for the second quarter and a jump in a measure of employee compensation. Those reports had some analysts concerned that the economy was improving fast enough that the Fed might start raising interest rates sooner than expected. Those concerns helped spark a sell-off in the stock market yesterday. Doug Handler thinks this report should ease those concerns.
There's no real new news or new change in conditions, really, for the Fed to act on based on the data here.
Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, agrees. He says the strong growth rate for the second quarter overstates the economy's strength.
People are looking at the 4% growth reported for the second quarter, and that's, of course, pretty strong growth. But again, you can't look at that in isolation. You have to remember that the economy shrank 2.1% in the first quarter.
That means the average growth rate for the first half of this year was closer to 1%. Also, Baker says, inflation remains low, which justifies the Fed keeping rates low.
I just don't see any basis for concern about inflation. Again, the reason why you'd look to raise interest rates is you think inflation is going to be a problem, and it's not even on the horizon at this point.
Baker argues the economy actually needs to grow faster to create more jobs. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.